It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm glad we're neighbors today. I have someplace very interesting to show you. But first, I want you to see these. This is a blueprint, some plans of a playground. When you're going to build something like a playground, you need to make a plan of how it's going to be. Well, there's some people who are building this playground in our neighborhood. It's almost finished, and I'd like you to see it while some of the builders are still there. Bob Leathers is a friend who's in charge of the building, and he loaned me these plans. So I'll just go over there and return the plans now. Let's go to the newly built neighborhood playground. Come along. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Frank.
Like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Leathers.
How do you do?
These plans look very complicated.
They are indeed complicated. Designing a playground for hundreds of children is very complicated work.
I guess so. You want to be sure that things are safe for them, don't you?
Have to be sure they're safe. Yeah. Why don't we take a look at this ladder?
All right.
This lower portion is for small children, with a higher portion for the larger children.
You call it a ladder?
This is actually a horizontal ladder.
What do you do with
it? And you cross over, hanging from bar to bar, swinging across and pull yourself up.
That's right.
We've got some rings over here, too, if you'd like to take a look at those.
Sure. Rings, you say.
Yeah, these are the rings that the children asked for. They're supported by chains up here.
Uh-huh.
And you want to hang on these?
Sure.
You see, they're really very strong. See?
Oh, yeah.
When we started the project, we asked the children what they wanted, and the rings were one thing. Also, a boat was another thing they asked for. Here it is over here. As you see, it's supported by chains and rocks back and forth.
This is a boat?
You want to climb on?
Sure.
Let's see how it works. See, back and forth.
Oh, it feels like it's on the waves when you do that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to hang on to the wood up there to even support you, because it goes, it really rocks.
Oh, they're going to enjoy this.
Yes. Now, tightrope is right over here to the side.
All right. Oh, there's Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Fran.
Is it ready?
Yes, I just finished tightening the wires.
Very good.
This is the part my daughter really wanted us to build.
Oh,
fantastic.
Good. May I try it?
Please.
And you just walk on the bottom one, is that it? I don't think I could do it without holding on. Can you do it?
No, yeah, I can't. That's why we put these cables on the side with these hose over it, so that the children could hold on. And even if they did fall, unlike the circus, this is actually about 12 inches off the ground.
So you just go that far off.
Just that far off. The tightrope actually leads into the castle. And the tower's up here.
The castle. Could we see that?
Let's try it.
Sure. Oh, is this beautiful up here?
This is the towers of the castle.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter, 3-year-old Jenner, had asked for the towers, and it seemed quite appropriate because as a child, I used to build towers too.
You did?
When I did tree houses and I'd do forts. And children really do like castles and forts. And so that's why we have a castle.
Well, here it is.
Have a fantastic view from over here if you wanted to check
it
out.
Oh, yes, look at everybody working.
These are the parents finishing up some of the last jobs on the construction. The children came up with all the ideas, and actually, parents working with grandparents, and even the children have been working all week to finish the project.
So you all built it together?
We all built it together.
Boy.
We've got a unique slide over here, too, a double slide, if you wanted to check that
out. Sure, let's see that. Have to hold on with this one, don't you?
There's your hold on to the handrails, because these tires are quite soft. And we have a double slide. Now, the two of us should be able to go down here together and slide right down.
Oh, that's a smooth ride and a smooth side.
Yes, the wood has been sanded for the last two or three days by the children. Actually, the children have been doing a very unusual project on the last two or three days. They've been designing a very special section that they've been working with me with.
Could I
Shall
see
we
that?
Look at it?
Oh, yeah, yes,
let's see.
Hello. You mean that children planned all this part too?
The whole thing. Several of the children actually had asked for horses, and one child actually asked for a dragon. All these different ideas were put together in this section, and we turned the ideas over to the children's committee. I worked with them, and this is what was created.
Came up with this creature.
Indeed. And actually, you can crawl through it in the tires, climb up inside those ladders, and climb all the way through up into, finally into the towers.
Well, I'd really like to see the children doing that.
Oh, that's my favorite part, when the children actually come and play on it, and it's like the fulfillment of all of it.
Sure.
I have to get back and help on balance beams, but I'd like to show you the swings before I do that.
Good.
Let's go over.
All right. These look rubber. Hi, John. Are these made out of pieces of rubber?
Yes, these are rubber because they're soft, much safer than when you got something hard on the bottom.
Uh-huh. Oh, Bob, I've always liked to swing, ever since I was a little boy.
Me too. Actually, with all these new things we have in the playgrounds, still one of the favorite things with the children is swings.
It is. Boy, you've given them so much in this. I know you've got to get back to work. But I thank you for today.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
And for all you do for families.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
Come along. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
People who care about children. I was just thinking, when the children start to use that playground, some of them may plan their play first, but most of them will play just the way they feel like playing. Do you like to play the same thing over and over sometimes? I know I do, even at the piano. Idea for a song, and I want to put some of the notes down. I love to make things up, create things. Why don't we have some make-believe now? Come along. Might even think about that song in make-believe. You know, Lady Elaine has been having an exhibit of covers, all kinds of covers. So let's pretend that this is the last day for that exhibit, and somebody has to get the rocking chair horse to come down from the sky so they can give it back to Cornflake especially. Do you remember who dressed up to look like King Friday? Their Westwood neighbor, Charles R. Aber. He had that King Friday mask on. And of course, it was always Charles R. Aber underneath. Mm-hmm. Well, let's pretend that he's still wearing that King Friday cover as the trolley comes in front of the castle in the neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Hi, trolley. It's easier for you today, isn't it? Sure, it's always easier when you know what's inside, huh? Yeah. Oh, well, thanks, trolley. Same to you.
Why, King Friday, you've grown. And how you've grown.
It's just a cover, X.
What do you mean, it's just a cover?
It's just a head cover that Lady Elaine made for me to
wear. Well, Mr. Aver, I thought you were the king for a minute.
Well, now you know. Uh-huh. I was always underneath.
You sure surprised this blue owl.
What are you doing, X?
I'm putting this cover on my knot hole. I thought I'd do something since this is the last day for covers.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of cover is that?
It's something I thought of when I was flying up in the sky.
Wait a minute. Uh-huh. Is this a cloud cover?
You guessed it, a cloud cover.
That's great. You're a very clever owl, X, you know that?
Oh, I like to use my head for thinking.
No. You don't suppose you could think of something to help me get that rocking chair horse down from the sky, do you?
Well, I tried to get it down with my cloud cover, but it wouldn't land on it.
Well, Lady Elaine says we have to get that chair back to Corny today.
Well, maybe Corny knows how to get it down. Has anybody asked him?
No, I don't think we have. Mm-hmm. That's a very thoughtful idea, X.
Oh, you're welcome to come and think under my tree any day, Mr. Aber.
Well, thank you. I'll see you later.
Okay, are you going to wear your head cover?
I don't know. Do you think I should?
Has Corny seen it?
No, not yet.
Think he'd be afraid of it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then. Goodbye, King Friday Charles R. Aber.
Farewell and goodbye, X the Owl. Corny, Cornflake especially.
Yes, coming. Yes. Why, King Friday, you must be eating some mighty powerful vegetables.
Did you think I had grown, Mr. Peshley?
I don't have to think it. I can see it. We're usually eye to eye in conversation, but today you're the biggest king I ever saw.
It's really just a cover, Mr. Peshley. I'm really Charles Aver.
Well, it seems there are covers for everything these days.
Yes. Even heads.
And chairs. Mm-hmm. Say, I was hoping to get my rocking chair back today. Lady Lane can keep the horse cover, but I need my model 81351 back.
Well, that's one reason why I came to see you.
Oh, do you have it for me?
No, I don't.
Where is it?
It's still up in the air.
It never came down?
No, and we don't know how to get it down either.
Oh, those 813 models, they can be a lot of trouble.
Well, surely you must have some way to get it down.
Well, since it's been up there all this time, there's only one way.
What way is that?
You've got to find a brave person who doesn't know it.
A brave person who doesn't know what?
You have to find a brave person who doesn't know that they're brave.
And then what?
Then you have that person call out to the rocking chair, 81351, you've had your fun, but now you're done. Come on down right away.
81351, you've had your fun, but now you're done.
Come on down.
Come on down right away.
Yes, but it has to be somebody who's brave and doesn't know it. Uh-huh. It has to be that person who says those words to the chair. That's the only way it works.
What about you? Are you brave?
Sure, I'm brave, but I know it.
Yeah, that's the same with me. Now, I don't want to brag, but when it takes some bravery, I don't mind volunteering.
Yeah, well, I wish you good fortune in finding somebody.
Well, thanks, Corny. 8-13-51.
Yeah, that's right. I'll see you later.
Okay. I think I'd better check at the castle.
And I really did love that castle.
Greetings, friends.
Hello, Mr. Aber. I've heard about your kingly cover.
It really looks like King Friday, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. Ooh, you'd have to be mighty brave to confront a king as big as that.
Speaking of that, are you brave, either one of you?
Yes, I think I'm brave. I mean, you have to be brave to answer the telephone in the castle.
What about you, Edgar Cook? Are you brave?
I guess I'm brave because I have to cook all those fancy things for kings and queens and princesses and all.
So you both know that you're brave then, huh?
Yes. But what about you? Are you brave?
Well, I guess I'm fairly brave, yeah. Well, I'll see you later. I think I'll just leave my cover here, if I may.
Oh, certainly may. The king would love it. He likes pictures of himself everywhere, doesn't he, Edgar?
Oh, yes. He even has 6 of them in the kitchen.
Wow, well, he's certainly brave, isn't he?
Yes, and he knows it, too.
That's what I figured. Well, I'm off on a mission.
Farewell, then, Mr. Aber.
Good luck in whatever you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
Oh, meow-meow, neighbor Aver. Meow-meow-meow.
Oh, just fine, thanks. How are yourself?
Meow. Meow-meow, you think meow X's cloud cover, meow.
Oh, I think it's very clever.
Meow.
You look like you're doing some gymnastics today.
Meow-meow. 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 Meow-meow.
You have to be brave to do that, don't you?
Meow. Meow-meow brave.
Yeah, so you're brave and you do know it, right?
Meow.
Do you know anybody who's brave and doesn't know it?
Meow, doesn't know it. Meow, meow, think so.
You don't think so.
Meow, meow, Elaine, meow, brave.
Oh, yes, Lady Elaine's brave, and she does know it.
Meow. Meow about Anna Platypus.
Anna Platypus. That's a good idea. I think I'll ask her. Thanks, Henrietta.
Meow, welcome. Meow, luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Mr. Aber. How are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thanks. What are you doing?
I'm working on this wood project. What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to find somebody.
What's the person's name?
I don't know their name.
Well, where do they live?
Well, I don't know that either.
How can you find them?
You see, I'm trying to find somebody who's brave.
I'm brave?
Yeah, I thought you might be, but I need to find somebody who's brave and doesn't know it.
Somebody who's brave and doesn't know it?
Yeah. It's not easy to find somebody like that.
I think Daniel Tiger is like that.
You do?
Yes. He's always doing brave things at school and all, but he never thinks he's brave.
Really?
Really. I know he's brave, but I don't think he knows it.
Well, I'd just go and talk to him. You know, he might be just the one to help me.
I hope he can.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Anna. You've been a big help yourself.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Aber. It's fun to be a help.
Yes. I guess it's just about the most fun of anything, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, see you later.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye for now, dear Anna.
Mr. Abra. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thanks.
Just pretty good?
Well, I'm having a hard time finding someone.
Oh, who's that?
Someone who's brave.
Well, I'm not brave, I'll tell you that.
Anna Platypus thinks you are.
Oh, she thinks everybody's brave.
Well, now, she said you do some very brave things at school and all.
Well, maybe so, but sometimes I get scared.
Brave people get scared sometimes.
They do?
Oh, of course. Everybody gets scared sometimes.
But sometimes I cry.
Well, brave people cry sometimes.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Everybody cries sometimes.
Are you sure of that?
I'm sure.
You mean you cry sometimes?
Oh, yes.
But you're a brave person.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm brave, but I know it. You see, I think you're brave, and you don't know it.
Oh. Well, one more thing.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I have an imaginary friend who comforts me sometimes.
So?
Well, a brave person wouldn't have that, would he?
Why not?
I just thought he probably wouldn't.
I think anybody would be lucky to have you as a friend, Daniel.
Well, sometimes I wonder.
Well, everybody wonders sometimes. Are you brave and don't know it? Are you brave and can't tell? Are you brave and just don't show it, though others know it very well? Are you brave and you wonder? Are you brave and you doubt? Are you brave above and under? And even when you're inside out, tell me, won't you tell me? Tell me, are you brave?
I don't know.
Would you do something for me, Daniel?
Well, sure, if I can.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
All right.
Would you call these words up to that rocking chair horse for me? 8-13-51, you've had your fun, but now you're done. Come on down right away.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure I can remember that. 8-13-51, you've had your fun, but now you're done. Right. Then what?
Come on down right away.
Okay, I'll try.
Great.
8-13-51, you've had your fun, but now you're done. Come on down right away.
Oh. You did it, Daniel.
Oh, it was easy. You told me everything to say. Oh,
yes, but you had to be somebody very special to be able to do it.
Oh, it certainly helps to have a friend who likes you, even when you're not so sure of yourself.
Oh, Daniel, you're somebody who's brave and doesn't know it.
Well, I guess that's okay, too.
Whatever you are is okay, Daniel.
Thanks, Mr. Abra. You surely know how to make a tame tiger feel good.
I'm going to go tell everybody you got the rocking chair horse down from the sky, okay?
Oh, okay, have a good day.
Oh, thanks. May I have an Ugga-Mugga, Daniel?
Do brave people do that, too?
Oh, it takes very brave people to do that.
Okay. Ugga-mugga, Mr. Abra.
Oh, Ugga-mugga, Daniel. Thanks again.
Bye.
Anna, Daniel got it.
I know he could.
Daniel did it.
Meow.
Oh, well, did you find what you needed?
Yeah, Daniel helped me.
How did he do that?
He's brave and doesn't know it.
Oh, indeed he is.
I gotta get this chair to Corny.
Okay. And you too, Trolley.
So Daniel was the one who was brave and didn't know it. He was the one who could help the most. Are you brave and don't know it? Are you brave and can't tell? Are you brave and just don't show it, while others know it very well? You're the only one who can know that. If anybody ever asks you to make something, just do the best you can with what you have. No matter what anybody says, you can be proud of what you've made. And you can know that inside, I'll be proud of you too. When I understand what children are trying to do, I feel proud of what they make and what they do. That gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.